وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salam alaikum. This is Hussein and you're listening to our program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about Islamic teachings pertaining to humanity and mankind. And one of the best ways to know about Islamic values pertaining to humanity is by analyzing and studying the lifestyle and biographies of the great personalities of Islam. And one good book for this purpose is titled A 250-Year-Old Person by His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. In this book, which is a collection of the lectures delivered by Ayatollah Khamenei, we realize how great Islamic leaders, starting from the Prophet, then in the great leaders from the pure progeny of his household, they upheld and showed and displayed these Islamic teachings about what virtues a person must have and how we should act and react in different sociopolitical contexts and conditions. So in the first chapter, we were talking about the behavior and conduct and seerah of the Prophet in terms of his sociopolitical endeavors and dimensions of his seerah. We said that one great thing that we see in the life of the Prophet is society and community building. He built a community from scratch, from zero, literally, in Mecca. And with his endeavors, he brought that society up to be visible in Medina. And we said that that society had certain elements. For every Muslim community to be prosperous and successful, they have to uphold those elements, starting from faith, knowledge, brotherhood and fraternity, justice. And then we ended up, the seventh element was the love for work and labor. Labor in Islam is very important. And we have numerous hadith praising people who work and talking negatively about those who spend their time or wasting their time without doing anything meaningful. So there in the hadith, for example, we have Imam Ali al-Islam says the best kind of rest is working. See, it sounds contradictory at the beginning, but when you think about it, if you love what you do, you're gonna take energy by doing it. You're gonna even love continuing doing it or sometimes changing the work that you do. So this is shown and displayed in the life of the Prophet as the best example. Even before he started his mission, he was a very successful businessman. He shared all the wealth that he had gathered through his endeavor as a businessman with the poor and to show, and it was a test by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he does not have any belonging to this dunya. He was after something much more valuable. So even before that, he was a very successful person in life. And then with the start of his mission, you do not see any minute, any moment wasted in the life of the Prophet. He made use of every moment in his life, starting from Mecca to Medina. And he had trained people around him to be like that as well. In the life of Amir al-Mu'mineen, you see the same thing, that he would not let any moment of his life be wasted. We're going to have a break and we're going to come back. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad ya muslimin sallu alayhi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad Welcome back. This is Hussein, and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about the importance of work and labor in Islamic community, and we said that how we can trace that in the first community of Muslims in different ways. They were working in farming, in the battlefield or other areas. In learning, the circles of learning that the Prophet started, it was the first time in history that the ransom for freeing the captives of war was teaching. So in the Badr, when the Muslims took captives of war, the Prophet ﷺ said that if you teach Muslims how to read and write, you're going to be free, okay? So this was the first time in the whole history, I mean recorded history, that this is taken as a ransom. Like, let alone in Arabian Peninsula, because at that time, those people living in the desert with the kind of level of culture that they had, it was completely strange to them. But he wanted to show people that there are more values in life than what you think. Like you think that it is just sword and the power, but it's the real power lies in knowledge and awareness. Anyways, so this continuous labor and work, we see it in the Muslim society at that time. And these are the elements that if Muslim nations want to go back or want to learn from the example of true Islamic community, if they want to follow that example, they have to one by one establish that in within their nation, the faith, knowledge, the culture of working and respecting the work, the discipline, having discipline in working. There is this hadith that says, "Inna Allah yuhibbu an ahadakum idha amala amalan fa'atqanah." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves one of you that when you do something, you do it in the best possible way. You do not leave it like unattended. You just do it something and then leave it alone. No, you should attend to what you do with principle, with discipline. So these are the principles and values existing in the legacy and lifestyle of the Prophet. So when we study this, we realize, as a recap, we realize that the Prophet ﷺ had two levels of task. The first level was to tell people about the concepts, okay? This is, for example, this is the virtue that you have to follow. And this is the ideology, this is the belief about the ghaib, this is the story about the previous prophets, and all of these are theoretical level. And then, but at the practical level, he had to train and educate people. So again, with us in our societies, some people are only dealing with theoretical things, like for example, talking, teaching, educating. These are good, not bad, but it's not enough. We have to actually engage in training people as well, or ourselves, training ourselves and educating ourselves. And this is why that education has both theoretical and practical, and the Prophet attended to both of them. He taught people theoretical stuff, and then he also engaged in creating the human force for that, the human pillars. Like one, each and every one of these people that the Prophet trained with his character and also with the tasks that he would give them and other things, he actually trained a community, and one by one he raised them, he showed them the way. That this is, you see, when for example in Quran it says "In tansurullahi ansurkum," if you be committed to the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the covenant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also going to be committed to his covenant with you, is going to help you. So when they saw it with their own eyes, people of the community, it was like passing another level, another step of education, internalizing and practically being engaged in what they had learned and they had seen in the teachings of the scripture. So this would be for our episode. Inshallah, for the next episode, we continue and hopefully we finish the first chapter. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jannah, Jannah.
it's all I ever wished for.